I have to admit that the book of Revelation is one of my least favorite books in the entire Bible. But the passage that forms our second reading this morning is one of my favorites. This morning we hear John revealing a vision of his, a vision of a new heaven and a new earth, because the former heaven and the former earth have disappeared. The old order has passed away, and every tear will be wiped away. And when we hear that, our first reaction might be that John might be a little bit crazy. Did he see the world that we see? We are in the midst of a COVID pandemic that won't go away, as deaths in the United States have now reached 1 million. The World Health Organization estimates that over 15 million have died throughout the world. Every day we see an ever-worsening war in Ukraine, with mass graves being unearthed in bombed-out areas. We are all experiencing spiraling inflation, affecting prices for food and gasoline and construction. We see a contempt for unborn life and increasing gun violence in our society. Many people beset by those problems live in despair. They probably just throw up their hands in disgust and say, "What's the use?" But my friends, that's not good enough for us. Because as Christians, we have a totally different perspective. Because we are called to be a people of hope. This is the Easter season. Christ is risen. And that changes everything. So no, St. John is not delusional, because his vision is based on his faith in the resurrection. If Jesus has truly risen from the grave, destroying sin and death, then anything is possible. No more war or violence. No more hunger or disease. No more suffering or pain. That can become a reality. John refuses to be limited by what he can see with his eyes, because he allows himself to see with his soul. And boy, does he dream big. And so we also must not be afraid to dream, because dreaming is a holy activity. Joseph of the Old Testament dreamed about his relationship with God all the time, and God's relationship with his chosen people. It was in dreams that God called Samuel the prophet and Joseph the husband of Mary to a life of faithful service. Dreaming allows us to see beyond the reality and to attend to the possibilities. Who among us does not have hopes for their children? A hope of fulfillment, hope of a better life. A wedding speaks to us of the power of love, and a baptism speaks of hope for the future. Who can deny the power of dreams? We know some of the best. One of the most powerful was the "I Have a Dream" speech of Martin Luther King at the Lincoln Memorial back in 1963, where he saw a better, more equal society for all people, black and white together. or was said of Robert Kennedy at his funeral in 1968. Some men see things as they are and say why. He dreamt of things that never were and said why not. We must never lose hope. Yes, we must open our hearts and our prayers to the suffering and tears of the world around us. But we must also remind each other when it's hard to remember that Easter has happened and continues to happen all around us and within us. We are called to be witnesses to this. I recently read a passage put out by an organization called Pax Christi. And here's what they said. Easter declares that God is neither a product of our best selves, our best hopes and dreams, nor is God limited by our worst nightmares. Resurrection is God being God. In the face of human destruction, in the face of human rejection, God cannot and will not be less than God. God will not be mocked. God cannot be defeated. Newness, wholeness, and fullness of life will define holiness now and in the world to come. Resurrection is God in a single moment of glory, reinventing everything, and then inviting us along for the ride.